Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministries. We teach what the Bible tells us are the best ways to handle money. In the Bible, there are 2,500 verses that deal specifically with finances. And we use these biblical principles as part of our 9-week small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Learn more about the study and how you can work your way totally out of debt, even if you consider your debt way too out of control. Just go to compasscatholic.org to learn more. I'm Steve Holbrook, and with me are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, John and Evelyn Bean. And today our focus is on financial challenges. But Evelyn, let's start off by saying that we meet a number of people and have met a number of people over the many years that we've been doing this who are really headed towards real financial disaster.
You know, we get calls a lot from people who are in financial trouble and they want us to help them. And unfortunately, a lot of times they're just right on the brink of disaster. They have $93,000 in credit card debt and their house is going to be repossessed the next day. Or they've ignored putting their house in order for several years and all of a sudden they're upside down on their house and their car and credit card bills. So we'd like to talk today about how to stay out of financial disaster. And if you're experiencing overwhelming financial challenges, you're not alone.
Well, that's absolutely right. Consumer debt is at an all-time high. Just credit card debt across the United States, $1 trillion. College loans, $1.5 trillion. Whether your debt is as a result of illness, unemployment, going to college, overspending, whatever it is, it can definitely feel like there's no way to manage it. It's impossible. You really need to look at your options.
Unfortunately, a lot of people in this situation take out a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit, which is really dangerous because that may solve your immediate problem and allow you to consolidate your debt and pay off some of those loans, but you're using your house as collateral, which means if you don't pay off the home equity line of credit or the second mortgage, you're going to lose your home if you can't make the payments.
And that is extremely crucial to understand because most states' creditors can't take your house away from you if you have significant amounts of debt and can't pay it. But if you get a home equity line of credit, then that just spoils the whole picture. And then creditors can get to your house and take it away from you.
Because the home equity or the second mortgage uses your house for collateral.
Correct.
So if you're not paying your bills, the collateral goes back to the creditor.
Correct.
So that's the difference.
Otherwise, credit cards, there is no collateral.
Yes, it's the meal you had last week at the happy restaurant down the street.
Exactly. If you haven't changed your spending habits, chances are that a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit is maybe going to provide some temporary relief, but it won't be a long-term fix. You'll pay off those credit cards or whatever the debt is you have with the money you get from that second mortgage or home equity line of credit, but guess what? You're going to charge everything back up because now you don't have any debt on your credit cards. Oh, I can use them again. And you still got to pay off that second mortgage.
Yes, so you're twice as likely to go bankrupt again. So if you're having trouble paying your bills, we encourage you to be proactive about addressing the issue. You know, if you are on the brink of disaster and you've missed several payments on the mortgage, or if your credit card bills are past due, or if there's a tuition bill next week that you can't pay, or if you're ignoring the mail that's piling up on the kitchen counter and you don't open it because you know there's past due bills in there, look at it and take care of it now. Address the problem before it gets out of hand.
You know, Audrey and I are dealing with a family member who did exactly that. They racked up a very large debt on credit cards. They almost maxed both three of them out. So they took out a home equity loan.
Oh.
And that's exactly what they did. They saw the credit card balance go to zero because the home equity loan paid the balance. And then they...
Woohoo! We can spend again.
That's exactly what they did. Even though they knew that's a bad thing to do, they went on vacations like crazy.
Oh, wow.
So now we're working with
trying to help them pull out. Yeah.
And this is one of those situations because the home equity loan is rather large.
Mm.
They'll be paying for 10, 12 years at least.
That is so... And that didn't creep up on them gradually. I mean, that was years that took them to get into that situation.
But they never thought about it. They felt they could always get out from under it because both of them had good jobs. Only their spending got out of control and they had no way to stop it.
And that happens to so many people, and they just ignore the problem until they're on the brink of disaster. So we're here to encourage them to not get to that point. And, you know, that's part of the encouragement we want to offer people today, is it can be done if you take charge and make a plan to get out of that debt. But if you just ignore it and hope magically it's going to disappear, or I'm going to pray and God will take care of it, or somebody's going to give me money, it just isn't going to happen.
No, and they do have a plan, and they're kind of motivated now because as the months go by and they're making payments and they're spending less, they're starting to see a little light, a little twinkle at the end of the tunnel.
And that twinkle is so important. Yeah. You just have to get a little bit under your belt and make a little bit of progress.
It's getting into new habits. Getting into new habits.
And it's easy to see that you can actually dig your way out of it.
And I think it's really necessary when you create this plan, write it down. Write it down. Put it on paper so that you can see it. I don't know what it is, but you know, the act of writing your goals down or establishing a plan and writing it down just makes it a little bit easier to have success in accomplishing what you've written down.
And review those goals, those plans on a consistent basis. Don't just have a plan on paper and put it in a drawer.
Well, and the goals need to be, you know, like in the case of your people, pay off the home equity line by using $50 extra a month, or pay the credit cards off by doing this. So it needs to be tactical and practical, not just, I want to get out of debt.
No, they did the right things. I mean, they stripped their cable subscription down to bare necessity. I mean, that was step one. Step two is get rid of the cable except for internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're making the right moves. And so they're seeking help.
Did they talk to their creditors? Because that's one of the things we encourage people to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
some were better than others. Credit card companies were better than others on working with them. Others were like, you spent it, you pay it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it depends. Sometimes it takes two or three phone calls till you get to the right person, the right supervisor or the right boss.
Yeah.
But they may be willing to work out some type of a modified plan. And if you talk to them and they turn you down, don't let that be the last call. Call them back again next week. And if you can tell them you've got a plan, in some cases they may want to see that written plan, which makes it even more important to have it written down. Call them up. The phone number's typically on your credit card statement. Be persistent, but still be polite. I mean, I'm not saying you have to get ugly about it. And keep good records about what your debt is, who you talk to, when you talk to them. You know, even when if we're doing stuff like that, or if I'm calling anybody and I'm trying to resolve a situation, not only do I get their name and their phone number and their extension, I write down the day and the time that I talk to them. So I know that at 1:12 in the afternoon, I talked to so-and-so at this extension, and this is what they said. And those are important things to do.
So it's good to try to work out a plan with your creditors to have a modified payment plan that reduces your payments to something that you can actually pay. And that's a good way to make progress on paying off these overdue debts.
And you should be careful about quick fixes, though.
Oh, you mean like the credit fairy that comes down and pays everything off? And you're debt-free.
The credit fairy and their magic wand. Sometimes it's a baseball bat. There are ads out there, and they promise all kinds of debt relief, and sometimes they're even encouraging bankruptcy. And I'm not sure that that is totally a valid thing. I mean, it can be a last resort. Like Evelyn said just a minute ago, you spent the money, pay it back.
There's a lot of bad news about declaring bankruptcy because the information stays on your credit report for 10 years. And that can hinder your ability to get a job, to get any additional credit, insurance, or even a place to live. So that's not a good thing. And the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, cautions consumers to read between the lines when they're faced with ads in newspapers or magazines that have kind of the key words that say this is a quick fix that's not going to work.
Yeah, they're going to say consolidate your bills into one easy payment without borrowing money. Stop credit harassment, foreclosures, repossessions, tax levies, garnishments. Keep your property. Wipe out your debts. And, of course, everybody would like to do that. I mean, that only makes sense. But a lot of times, those phrases are associated with filing bankruptcy. Or what they might be doing is they're going to consolidate all of your bills in one. They want you to pay them. And then they're going to pay whoever it is that you've got your debt with. But they're going to tack on a fee for that. And sometimes that fee can be a hefty fee. And so you want to be careful about that. You might get involved in having attorney's fees and all these extra things that are just going to use more money that could be better focused on paying off your debt.
You know, the best thing to do is to contact a credit counseling service who will work with you and your creditors to develop debt repayment plans. And they usually require you to deposit money each month with the counseling service, and then they pay your creditors, like you said, John. But most of them are nonprofit organizations that will charge little or nothing for their services.
Yes, and I think that's just so important. If they want a monthly fee from you that is more than just a few dollars a month, then I think you should move on to the next.
Yeah, we brought in a credit counseling service, and their fee was zero for credit cards. But if it involved a mortgage, then it was, I think it was like $50 to help them because there was paperwork that had. But they offered a ton of great advice.
Yes, yes. You know, a lot of these companies, they're big companies, but they're only located in major metropolitan areas, and they can't be everywhere, let's face it, you know.
But you can find a state-by-state list of government-approved organizations for credit counseling at www.usdoj.gov/UST. So we'll have that on our website, www.usdoj.gov/UST.
There's another thing that goes along with bankruptcies now. And you just can't file up for a bankruptcy willy-nilly. In many cases, in many states, you actually have to have had about 6 months' worth of credit counseling, I guess is the right word, from a government-approved organization like Evelyn was talking about, before you can even file for any bankruptcy relief. And you know, let's face it, bankruptcy should be the last step in a long list of other things that you do before then. So don't just jump to bankruptcy. That's not the best way to do it.
That web address for the state-by-state list of government-approved credit counseling organizations is usdoj.gov/UST. Now, we'll have this web address plus other keynotes from today's show on the website, compasscatholic.org. Just scroll down on the homepage and click on the button that says Podcast Summary. You're listening to Manage Your Money God's Way, John and Evelyn being the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries. We're discussing solutions to real financial disasters. So, John, one of the questions that I know we're having from listeners that are out there saying, gee, how do I know that I'm headed into a financial disaster?
If you're living paycheck to paycheck, if you're worried about debt collectors, if you can't seem to develop a workable budget, let alone save any money for retirement.
You sound like Jeff Foxworthy. You may be in financial trouble.
Hey, it's time to get your finances under control. And you may want to consider the services of a credit counselor.
Now, most reputable credit counselors are nonprofits, and they offer services at local offices or online or on the phone. So you want to try to find an organization that offers in-person counseling, one-on-one counseling. And many universities or military bases or credit unions, maybe housing authorities, branches of the U.S. Cooperative Extension Service, and nonprofit credit counseling programs are available. your financial institution or your local consumer protection agency and friends and family may also be good sources of information and referrals if you're looking for a credit counselor.
And I think we should, you know, we would be absolutely remiss if we didn't point out the fact that Compass can help counsel. I mean, we've talked a little bit about it. Steve, you mentioned people that you're helping currently. We've got three or four different couples that we're helping on an ongoing basis right now. And if you wanted to talk with us first, we're totally open to that. We don't charge you any fees or anything like that. And we'll do it by telephone or by Zoom video conference, whatever is most comfortable for you. But we can help you do that also.
So compasscatholic.org and fill out the contact us form. But be aware that even though we don't charge, a lot of nonprofits don't necessarily mean that their services are free or affordable or even legitimate.
In fact, there's some credit card counseling organizations that, like we mentioned earlier, they charge high fees, which they're going to try and hide. And others might urge their clients to make voluntary contributions. And basically what that's doing is just causing more debt.
So we have some tips for how to choose a credit counseling organization. First of all, any reputable credit counseling organization should be able to advise you on managing your money and your debts and help you develop a budget and offer free, the word there is free, educational materials and workshops.
And that's something that we've always stressed about having a budget, having a budget, having a budget. In fact, the person we're working with using the credit counseling, that was the first words out of their mouth. You have a budget.
Yes. And how many people say no
to the
first question?
Well, she was one of them after years of us saying you should have a budget.
Yep.
So she and goes, I guess I'm going to have to put one together.
Yeah, that's a lot of what we find when we work with people is they don't have a budget. That's the number one question we always ask.
And why is that always such a last resort?
Because, as she said, I don't want to know what we spend.
We were like that. We really didn't want to know when we were in financial trouble what the total was. And we've run into so many couples over the years who are the same way. It's easier to ignore it and keep your lifestyle the way it is.
I've forgotten all that kind of stuff. That was such a bad time in my life.
No, because just recently I thought you on one of our shows mentioned what your total...
Yes, you did.
How much you spent during those years.
Yeah.
And it was like when you mentioned that number, I'm like, wow, that was worse than I even thought it was.
It's a big, ugly number.
I would have been crying for weeks.
How about years?
That too.
So... when you're going to a credit counseling organization, their counselors should be certified and trained in consumer credit, in money and debt managing, and budgeting. And the counselors are going to want to discuss your entire financial situation with you to help you develop a personalized plan and deal with your money problems. The thing of it is, if you're not willing to open up to these people, you can't expect them to be able to help you in any sense.
And that is so important because I'm sure you've run into the same thing. We've worked with individuals and couples that they don't disclose everything because I think they're embarrassed.
Yes.
And it's not until maybe a month or two when we're into this and we're asking for them, you got to be really committed to... getting yourself out of this hole, then we start hearing other debt that they've accumulated that we were not aware of.
Yes.
So it makes us adjust our thinking now because now we know what they really have.
Well, we've actually modified the way we go about working with people so that now before the first meeting, which is on the phone or on a video call, we want them to send us 3 months of bank statements, 3 months of credit card statements, and a copy of each one's credit report. That way you know, we have the ability to understand what the total picture is.
What was missing out of this, because the math wasn't working, we too asked for the same information, it was the cash. They were spending $100 a week on lottery tickets. The husband then finally came clear that he was spending $15 to $20 a day on lunches
Oh my.
Because of work.
Yeah.
And his wife thought, that he was either bringing his lunch or going to a McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of money to not have.
Because again,
when
I added up all this stuff, I'm going, this doesn't make sense.
Yes.
That you're into debt like this.
Yes. But that's why it's so important. You gotta come clean, and that's why we asked for that. And if you're not willing to provide that kind of information to any credit counselor that you go to, they're not gonna help you.
But I wanna be clear here. A credit counseling agency that's approved by the government actually will be an advocate for you with the credit card company and the mortgage company. And we don't do that. We help people get their budget together. We coach them through how to get debt paid off. And we tell them what to do, but we don't negotiate on their behalf.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's a big difference.
In fact, what I learned dealing with the credit card company, they will not negotiate with you. They only negotiate with the credit card holder.
Yes. So there's a little bit of a difference between us and a certified by the government credit counseling agency.
So an initial counseling session is typically going to last about an hour, maybe even a little bit longer than that, but not too much. And then they're going to offer to have follow-up sessions with you. Reputable credit counseling agencies should send you free information about itself, its services, without requiring you to provide any details about your situation. So you can check them out. Make sure you're comfortable with them and make sure you're comfortable with whatever the process is that they've outlined for you.
And once you've got a list of credit counseling agencies, be sure to check them out with your state attorney general and a local consumer protection agency, because they can tell you if consumers have filed complaints about any of those agencies. And be careful, because just because there's no complaints, don't consider it a guarantee that they're legitimate. So you should take a look at the United States Trustee website, which keeps a list of credit counseling agencies approved to provide bankruptcy counseling. And the address for that is www.justice.gov/UST.
And you'll have this on the show notes on our website.
We will have it on the show notes,
yes. Yeah. So once you've done your background investigation, you're going to want to interview several of these credit counseling agencies. And here's some things to think about doing. The first thing is look for an organization that offers a range of services, including budget counseling and savings and debt management classes.
And avoid any organizations that push a debt management plan as your only option before they spend a significant amount of time analyzing your financial situation. So they ought to sit down and talk to you before they push you into a debt management plan. They need to find out what your situation is before they can give you any advice,
right,
which makes sense.
Right. You want to know if their educational materials are available for free. If they're going to charge you for that, that's a first big red flag, and just move on past that group to the next group.
And if they are going to charge you a fee, find out exactly what the fees are. If there's an initial amount or a monthly fee, get specific price quotes in writing.
If you get it in writing, read it, okay? I know that if you've got some of the kinds of debt that we've seen in people that we're working with, they don't read their credit card statement, let alone the fine print. They don't see that thing right there on the front page of the credit card statement that says it's going to take them 35 years or 50 years to pay off this debt if they just make the minimum payment. And I know that's a real downer, but
read anything you get to
read
sign.
Read it, yeah. Read it.
And be sure to check out their qualifications to be sure they're licensed in your state and if they're accredited or certified by any outside organizations. And then check out the organization that's certifying them. And try to use an organization whose counselors are trained by a non-affiliated party. So if they've gone through some kind of government training, it's good to know that.
Another thing that I think is important, especially because you're dealing with finances, is the confidentiality of your discussions and the paperwork you provide, that kind of thing. What assurance do you have that personal information, including your address, phone number, and financial information, is going to be kept confidential and secure?
And the last thing is find out how the employees are paid, because if they're paid more, if you sign up for certain services, or if they get more because you're paying a fee, or if you make a contribution, then consider it a red flag and go elsewhere for help.
Beware of any organization that tells you it can remove accurate but negative information from your credit report. Legally, that cannot be done. And accurate negative information may stay on your credit report for up to 7 years.
So the best advice we can give you is to stay on top of your finances on a regular basis and don't let your spending habits and debts overwhelm you. Sirach 2011 says, a man may buy much for little, but pay for it 7 times over, which is all that interest you're going to pay on debt when you're in debt, and all the losing of your peace of mind that you get from having that debt.
So if you have any inkling that your finances are headed for disaster, address that problem immediately, just as quickly as you see it coming. Because the longer you wait to get your finances under control, the more of a mess you're going to have to clean up. And one of the most important things you can do in tackling a financial problem is to pray. If you're married, both of you should pray together on a regular basis for the strength and the wisdom to be good stewards of the blessings that God has given you.
If you would like to share this program or any of our programs with others, we have all of them available on demand at compasscatholic.org. Once you get on the website, scroll down on the homepage and click on podcast. Also on the homepage, you will find all the notes from today's show, because we did share a lot of valuable information. I know there's a couple of web addresses that you may want to share with a coworker, a family member, a friend who are facing some financial challenges. Those web addresses are also available on the homepage. Just click on the button that says podcast summary. Well, we do appreciate you listening, and a reminder that we post a brand new podcast each and every Wednesday morning. This has been Manage Your Money God's Way, and we are from Compass Catholic Ministries.